Last time on Painted Black.
Do you think if you poked the doughboy with the dick in his ass, he'd be like, woo-hoo? Or then you'd be like, ah! I'm only down if you lose, she goes to hell. You know, like, I'll play that
lose
game.
On purpose.
Yeah, oh, sorry, bitch. Did you know that vanity is one of the 7 deadly sins? I'm getting mocked here, but how has Stephen Hawking improved your life even a little bit? You say he's super smart. Have you seen him do anything smart?
You know who's a genius? That Orville Redenbacher. He did shit. I enjoy his product regularly.
Does his dick work? Forget about it.
Robot voice limp dick fuck.
Yeah, man, just throw him in the trash. No one will ever know. Chop him up.
Let's move on. Let's do a story that you'll enjoy more.
Legos.
That guy did some shit. Yeah.
He contributed to humanity.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Most genius guy in the world was Joe Domino's.
That's Swedish company.
Talk is how anyone can kick club.
Alright. Let me spell Hawk for you again. Reminds me of something my grandmother said to me. You show me a tropical fruit and I'll show you a cocksucker from Guatemala.
Was it her?
What? Welcome back to the Paint It Black podcast, starring Lou Figueroa, Brian Katz, and your host, Pete Bird.
Feels like 2014 in this room right now. We got an old school show.
Hi.
I'm back.
Damn, yo, the boys are back in town, man. We got Mikey and Daniel.
Well, let's do the intros, man. Mm-hmm. I'm Pete, that's Brian.
Yo.
There's Lou.
Yo, yo.
Returning, we have Danielle.
Hello.
And from a long absence after his transfer from Quiznos to the Corona branch of Subway, regional manager, Mikey.
What up?
Welcome back, sir.
Oh, bro, it feels good to be back, man.
Oh, we missed you.
Yeah, you're on the show every week for, I want to say, months, and then all of a sudden we just had a loss of Mikey.
Yeah, I know, man. Subway's hard, bro. You know, you got to be there every day. Slinging that meat, you know?
How was everyone's week?
Pretty good, man.
Anything interesting happen to anybody?
I went to a concert with you, actually, that I haven't seen these bands in a decade.
What'd
you say?
Rubik Fish and Listen Jake.
Get the fuck out of here.
I really? Want to say, I've never been to a concert where I literally knew every song of both bands and I hadn't seen them in a decade.
I couldn't tell you a single Less Than Jake song.
Nope, not one.
You're a goddamn hater who only likes metal.
You are a hater.
That's okay, but Less Than Jake.
Lou, it's why I love
you. I've heard three people say that, and two of them are in this room.
It's gay. I don't like it.
Well, you're a fucking yes man, so.
I don't like it at all.
Oh, man. You're like, oh, this nigga.
Does
Chris Hardwick like it? Because if he does, I'm all about it.
I've never heard you say you liked anything. I think it's the Kingsman, and that's about it.
He likes Ninja Turtles.
You say you like too much, man.
I like a lot of things.
Pull back.
Because I'm not a hater.
Pull back on some of it.
There's nothing wrong with Less Than Jake, man.
Less Than Jake.
I don't like it. It's stupid.
You're a stupid poop. You're like the mama in fucking the... What, like the was
him throw mama from a train?
Yeah, that lady. Who was the goon? You're
like Mama Fratelli.
Oh, it doesn't
have any friends. You're the Fratelli mama.
I dropped you when you were a baby.
It's wet, ain't it? Drink it.
You don't have a cousin Larry.
I'm all right with that.
Oh, he doesn't have any friends. He's fat and he's stupid.
You made me ate the bounty on my knee.
By the way, so Age of Ultron. Mm-hmm. Ultron was created by Ant-Man, yes?
In the comic book.
Yeah.
So why did they release the Ant-Man movie
because it's a
after
different,
Ultron?
It's a different Ant-Man.
That's weird.
They're using this is going to get cut anyway, but it's a second Ant-Man. They're not using Hank Pym.
No?
No, it's Scott Lang.
You know, that was the hero we needed double of. Ant-Man.
They went with the better Ant-Man.
Listen, man, he can get really big or really small.
At the end of his first comic, the Scott Lang one, he's chilling, like, reflecting on his life, and you just see him sitting there, he's all shrunken. And then it pans back, and you see he's just sitting on the shower head as Black Widow takes a shower. Like, he's just
he's
peeping
at watching
objects.
Black Widow take a shower?
Yeah, he's just a creep.
Kind of creepy.
Is Black Widow black?
He's a total creep.
No, she's white.
No, Scarlett Johansson's white.
Oh, that's Black Widow?
Yes.
Yeah. I was kind of hoping it was
really?
No, it's not like Black Panther or Black Dynamite.
Black she's Widow. White.
Black Lightning.
Yeah, so
Black
Lightning. These niggas liked it, and they weren't even paying attention.
Really?
Look, the Scarlett Johansson character.
I want to see another Iron Dude movie.
I like that iron, dude. Up there with Mr. America.
Give me at least one of those and two Grunk movies.
What's a Grunk? The Hulk?
I think it's...
Grunk Smash!
The Indunkable Grunk, you know.
No, stop it. Yo, Winter Soldier was an awesome movie.
That's a great
movie.
Fucking
that
movie.
That was an awesome Soldier's movie. When did you? How did you get on that? We're talking about the Undunkable Grunk.
You were like, yo, America guy.
Not in Hulk's
no,
house.
No, no, I said Iron Dude.
No, you said Mr. America.
Mr. No, America. One of these niggas said that.
Only be fucking interpreted as Captain America.
Okay. Yeah, those movies were great.
All right, so you want to go into the news here?
Let's do some news.
Live, ladies and gentlemen, from the invisible airways of the Planet Back Studios, here is the news.
First story, who likes ketchup?
I fucking love ketchup.
Who likes porn?
More than ketchup, I love porn.
I enjoy a good porn.
Two great tastes.
I can
that
put
go
porn
great
on more
together.
Things than ketchup.
So, Heinz Ketchup. You ever see those QR codes, you know, the little things you scan with your phone, takes you to a website?
Never did it once.
But you know of them.
Kind of.
You're aware they exist.
It's a thing, yes.
They exist, yes. So, some guy, he accidentally, his name is Daniel Coral.
That's a white name, by the way.
He's from Germany.
Well, I'll definitely say from like Coral Gables, Florida, or something like that.
He bought what was apparently an old bottle of ketchup and still decided to scan the QR code. Problem is, the site, Funderado, had in the meantime, since that QR code was active, had been snatched up by a hardcore German porn website. So he scanned himself some ketchup. Got himself some porn.
That's the best thing I've ever heard. What were you expecting from the ketchup, exactly? The 57 flavors of Heinz?
Yeah, exactly? Seriously. A link to their new mustard? This is their hot ketchup, was the specific bottle he bought.
Time out. Stop it. Have you ever even seen another bottle of Heinz that wasn't just regular Heinz ketchup?
Nope.
That green shit that came out
for a
while.
Yeah, it was the relish.
Oh, they had the relish? They have a barbecue sauce, I believe?
When they came out with, like, silly colors.
Stupid colors?
Silly
like,
colors?
Like M&M's?
Like
they had, for probably like 10 years ago, they came out with just ordinary ketchup, but it was straight like Kermit green.
He's right.
Yeah. I wouldn't even want that. I'd be like, if I put that on my hot dog.
It didn't do it. Burger, it vanished immediately.
I'd be like, you know what? That's an unappetizing fucking color on my burger, man. I don't even know.
Like, never once have I eaten a cheeseburger and said, you know what? I really want some green ketchup.
Some blue ketchup.
It's unnecessary.
It's not normal.
Well, that story actually segues us to another one.
Oh, what's that?
Straight from
Japan. Hey!
Japan!
Whee! Japan!
Woo!
All right, so in Japan, so you know it's going to be weird. Do you remember last year we talked about this, the Kiro burger? It was the black burger with black sauce and black cheese.
Mm-hmm. Why not green ketchup then?
Well, this year, we're getting a new flip called the Samurai burger. Ooh. Blood red bun and cheese.
If you're dissatisfied, this is a commit hitty kitty.
That's why it's red.
Lost honor. Your burger, no good.
Fucking chef commits suicide in the kitchen.
Would it be racist if the burger was all yellow?
Yes, it would.
If you give me an Asian burger, that's the kind of color I'm thinking of.
You take one bite and you're like...
You want a yellow...
I'm sorry. I have this Street Fighter thing. I can't stop playing with it.
Terrible.
I'm going to turn it off.
No, do it again.
Don't encourage him.
Does it sound when you get knocked out?
Or you blow a load.
Yeah.
Oddly enough, the same sound Cats makes when he's having an orgasm.
Yeah. And then it follows it with a...
That's right after I blow a load, though.
Also, the same sound Cats makes when he's having an orgasm.
That'd be a fun one. I'm going to put this away. I'm sorry.
No.
It's the 90s. Pete has it on his phone.
I do. So anyway, the Samurai Burger, which is all red instead of black. Because remember the black burger, they use bamboo charcoal and squid ink and shit like that to make.
I was going to say fried chicken in Newports.
No. It's Japan.
The black burger, they said.
We get it. Stereotypes.
Comes with an orange soda.
And a watermelon.
Yeah.
What about some Kool-Aid?
Of course. Right. Wow. Gotta wash that down somehow, bro.
The Kool-Aid.
Not the grape drink?
Purple drink.
No, it's purple red drink. Kool-Aid, man. Red punch Kool-Aid.
Comes with some scissor. But this one sounds way more appetizing because they color it red with tomato powder and, like, spicy fermented red pepper sauce. So at least it's edible shit, not, like, squid ink and, like, disgusting garbage.
Disgusting garbage. It's not very appealing to me.
No, you want, like, bamboo coal in your burger?
No.
Bamboo coal doesn't even sound right. I don't want that at all. No.
I vote no on this.
Is it what pandas eat? Bamboo coal?
It's what communists eat.
Don't get me started.
The red burger.
I'm not gonna go there.
Just go there. Was it a Subway story?
No, it's definitely a war story.
Yep. He's hearing choppers in his head. The doors singing the end.
I'm having flashbacks of wars I was never in with Russians.
You weren't even alive for the wars.
No, I mean, I kind of was.
Past life, maybe.
Kind of was.
Vietnam?
I'm a Cold War baby.
Cold War? You're born in 85. Rocky IV came out in 84. That ended the war.
Wolverines!
Great Mikey movie. Was a cold weather baby, and that's it.
There was a mild storm that day.
I remember that wall coming down.
Do you?
No.
I do.
He remembers
on YouTube.
Yeah, I do.
You were two.
No.
Danielle remembers it.
I do.
Definitely.
She was there.
She's like 15.
Danielle was like working when the wall came down.
I was smashing it with a sledgehammer.
Danielle already had her first period being on the wall.
She went because she had a crush on Hasselhoff.
Who doesn't?
The Hoff?
Kung Fury? I knew it was going to happen.
Kung Fury is so great.
The Hasselhoff man? I never got what that guy's popular.
He played like a concert when the wall came down.
He did.
No, I actually remember that.
He's like dressed in Christmas lights.
Live from Berlin.
But I don't get why that guy's popular, other than the fact that he's a drunk. Like it's that later in life I get it. Like, he's funny because he's drunk
his
and stupid.
German songs are on top.
Are awful.
No, they're phenomenal. Have you ever heard German music? It's pretty horrible.
It's pretty rough.
It's pretty horrible.
Du hast mich.
Yeah, exactly. You got the Hoff singing. Not bad.
German music is a little intense just because the words are very intense.
Well, the language.
You can't say anything soft in German.
No.
It's very hard.
Even like I love you is like,
I think that's actually it.
Your face was priceless.
Literal German translation, good night in German is good Nacht. I was like, don't say that to me before I go to sleep, you fuck.
Wow.
Give me bad dreams. All right, what's up next?
All right, we're going to go to the Palace of Versailles.
I want to go there. I've been there already.
France?
Yes. The Dirty Corner, they call it.
Oh.
Raise the white flag.
Is the Dirty Corner next to the Hall of Mirrors?
Well, it's a big statue, the Dirty Corner.
Okay.
Which it looks like a big funnel turned on its side, and it's supposedly, according to the artist, representative of a vagina.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He hopes.
It's a slut.
Specifically, the vagina of a queen who is taking power. Some people who were offended by this decided to vandalize it in a way that was probably even grosser than the original concept, where they splattered it with white paint.
Oh, wow. So appropriate.
I couldn't care less about any part of that.
The thing looks like a fucking
the
cornucopia.
The vandalism, the actual art, it's just terrible.
That's a photo.
It just looks like what the old people put in their ear to hear and shit.
Yeah, it looks like an old-timey, like... What do you call those? An ear horn?
Hey? Yeah. Or like a gramophone or something.
Ear horn. A gramophone is not that.
That is not what I
kinda.
Expected.
No, it doesn't look like a vag at all.
It looks like a big tunnel.
Yeah.
It looks like an upside down, or it looks like a...
Wow.
Construction cone.
I gotta say, that looks like a hole of no return.
That's... Mike,
I bet you that's what her husband
said. You should protest the art by just putting yourself in like Vaseline and pretending you're being born at the vagina.
just run out screaming.
Just wiggle out and be like, wah!
Wah!
I mean, it wouldn't be the
and
worst.
And then have like a cut of steak as your placenta and just hit somebody with it.
I do love steak.
What?
As the placenta.
Oh, the placenta!
Yeah.
I mean, I'd rather not do that.
It kind of looks more like a butthole, to be honest with you.
It does look like a butthole.
In the butthole.
It's not puckered enough, though.
No.
I mean, that is a worn-out asshole.
Yeah. I'm talking about, like, DVDA butthole.
That is, like, five girls, one cup asshole.
Five girls?
Yeah.
There was no butt stuff. Like,
no,
for the
no.
There was their pooping and throwing up. It was disgusting.
It's pretty gross.
Who finds that sexy?
Yeah.
Not this guy.
Please, someone take this away from me.
I would
throw the phone away.
I'd move on to the next story, but Mike's still holding my phone.
I can't look away. It's kind of like a bad car accident.
It's a fuck. It doesn't look like anything.
It looks like a blown out ass.
It looks like a Stargate.
If Stargate was real boring.
Real, you mean real sexy.
All right, who watches Game of Thrones?
Oh, yeah, everybody.
I think all of us. Mm-hmm.
Everyone here caught up?
I think everyone here read the books, too. Not me, because I don't have HBO.
So, spoilers, there was a big moment this week where Cersei had to walk down the Walk of Shame.
Yes. Was it her?
It was her. She had to do that. It was in the books.
No, I mean, like, was it...
No.
It was a body double.
No.
It wasn't her. I was going to say her titties were nicer than they were in 300.
Yes, and they put her face on. You know nobody knows you're talking through a Muppet when you do that. Did you hear Mikey doing a weird voice?
Mikey has Gonzo. Is
talking.
You shouldn't have said
Gonzo
it.
Gonzo puppet.
Because that voice was just
let me
very
hear
un-Muppet.
Edith Bunker Gonzo again.
Archie! Oh, Archie! Get out of the chair and get a fucking job!
Visually, that's a lot more
visually, and it's one of the best things I've ever seen.
But Gonzo's got a real strong opinion on Archie's work.
Right, they look like some old Jew broad Muppet.
It's not his fault, bro. He was displaced from the war in Germany.
This nigga.
Anyway, Game of Thrones. So she had to do the Walk of Shame, and at one point a man pops out and flashes her with his dong.
Is that real, too?
That was real.
That was in the book.
Because we have the casting call right here.
How many dongs had to be jiggled in front of the casters before they were like, that's the one?
Dick Shower. Dominic Scolari.
I will read it to you.
You got a jiggly dick. You're in.
If interested, please reply ASAP. The actor playing this part must fly to Croatia at 6 a.m. tomorrow morning from whatever airport. Flasher, 25 to 50 years old. We need a Caucasian guy, 25 to 50, who's prepared to flash his genitalia and shout, I'm a Lannister, suck me off.
Was it a Caucasian guy because it'd be too hardcore for the black dude?
Yeah.
He was like, I'm a Lannister. Oh, Jesus
Christ. Jesus, but
it definitely would be
Valerian
like,
steel.
Boy, Patrick, fucking penis.
It was slapping her chin. If
Cosby was there?
It was slapping her chin if he wiggled it. He'd be like,
they go on to say, this is a crowded street scene which shoots on Croatia. He is standing next to another flasher, so he will not be alone, just in case you're shy about showing your dick to the whole country. You get £900.
What?
British money.
Oh.
It's like $150.
Oh, payment. I thought you were like a 900-pound penis.
It's a big, thick dick.
That's a frightening sight.
We need someone who is happy and confident with full frontal nudity in a crowded scene and with no genital abnormalities or piercings.
This just sounds like a good way to pick off fucking chimos. Like.
And then we are looking for somebody with pubic hair.
I mean, she could take it, though.
It's like, we want a guy who's not afraid of showing his dick in public.
And whose dick doesn't...
Arrest them, everyone who shows up.
And if your dick looks like it has club foot or something, no go.
wow.
What?
They said no deformities.
No deformities.
So why is your dick bent at
if it looks like Gonzo's fucking nose, you're out.
He's got club dong.
So why is your dick bent at a 45 degree angle? It's unsettling. Right.
You got this hockey stick coming out of your pants.
Your dick's gross.
So your dick looks like a strawberry patch. We don't want that.
What?
Your dick looks like a
no gingers, clearly. Like,
fat
gingers need not apply. No firebush.
Well, the lucky guy was Monroe Graham. So if you IMDb Monroe Graham, it'll be King's Landing Dick Guy.
Is that
his name?
Probably.
Is that the official?
I don't know if that's official.
Cast?
All right, this one's dark.
We haven't gone there yet.
Woman fell to her doom.
Oh.
This past week.
Moving on.
Yeah.
How do you fall to your doom?
Wilhelm screamed.
Right, I was going to say.
She was a New York City woman who fell off the roof of her building to her death. The like kind of upsetting part about it is
she doesn't get a song from Eric Clapton.
Would you know my name?
Too soon, bro.
I don't even know when that happened. I just know what happened.
She was actually a woman who was born in Wisconsin, worked at a barista in Brooklyn, and we followed the trail of her Instagram account where she had a habit of taking photos of her drinking whiskey and standing on ledges of buildings.
I just want to go out there and say that when I hear falling to your doom, I don't think of falling off a rooftop. I think of somebody who committed suicide. Falling to your doom is like falling into the pits of hell.
Yeah.
I would say taking a header off a New York City building is pretty close.
The one that happened like 2-3 weeks ago. Did you hear about that guy? He jumped from the 11th floor of a building, hit the railing, got decapitated, bounced off a car, that might be falling to your doom. It was rough. Like, his head was on one side of the road. No. There were well, body at that parts point, no,
falling, his suffering falling, ended midway through that fall.
Listen, he fell on a railing and sliced his head off.
Yeah, so his suffering was done.
Listen, I disagree. That's definitely falling to your death. Falling to your doom implies, like, falling into a pit of lava.
You got shoved in a volcano.
Like, that's some serious
you
gotta
shit. You got to be in an NES video game to fall to your doom. Bro.
Yeah. You know.
Or fighting Gollum for a ring or something.
Maybe a spike pit. Or something.
I was just thinking that.
Like, yeah, Scorpion like knocked you off the ledge.
Yeah, and then you had to go down there and fight Reptile.
And then you fell to your fucking doom.
I don't have a Mortal Kombat soundboard.
Shuriken! Yeah.
Can't
play it.
Wait, I want to hear your slightly disappointed Shuriken again.
Shuriken. 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 Shuriken.
Mazlatov.
Shuriken! There you go.
Jewish Street Fighter.
Jewish Street Fighters.
Jewish Street Fighter?
Mostly, taxes!
What are they doing? Throwing bills at each other?
Nah.
You pay it!
There's a lot of lawsuits being thrown around for assault.
A lot of like, oh, this matzo ball soup's too cold.
Can you imagine blasting Guile and he gets knocked out and his like little fucking Yamka busts off his head like
He's got the like
he'd probably be like
Hasidic curls blowing in the wind.
I gotta say, I never thought of that before.
The fuck's wrong with you?
Apparently I'm out of my mind.
Hi, so what's up next one?
Alright, let's see. Hold on, this is going slow. Alright, we got a guy who attempted to destroy his own home after it was foreclosed by the bank.
How?
With Acme weaponry.
What?
I'm sorry, what?
Apparently
was it Wile E. Coyote?
It was a giant dynamite that never went off.
This guy's name is Tyler Butler. He's from Loxahatchee, Florida.
Stop it.
Of course he is.
Loxahatchee?
Loxahatchee.
It's not a real place.
Did he drop a safe on his house?
He put the plunger down and it didn't go off. He went and jumped in the dynamite and then eventually blew up.
Yeah, all while wearing rocket-powered skates.
Not true at all. He drew a painting of a tunnel for a train to go through.
And a train went through.
And beep, the Roadrunner went through it, but the train never did.
What he tried to do was they were going to take his house. The bank was trying to take his house, and he said, not on my watch. So he claimed to have an explosive device, which was a hollowed-out bowling ball filled with gunpowder with a rope sticking out of it for a fuse.
He tried to hold up his house with a ba-bomb.
This guy's been playing way too much Legend of Zelda.
Did it have feet on it?
He wound it up.
I'm like, yo, you know this is the fucking 21st century.
I'm
not afraid of cannonball bombs. Like,
listen. Can we get a best around for this guy?
You can sing it.
Sing it.
You're the best around. No one's ever gonna keep it down.
You can tell you haven't been on here for a while because I haven't heard that one in a bit.
Yeah. True. Well, I got deaded when you were like, I can't pronounce this guy's name, blah, 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 blah. And then I was like, and then you like freaked out because I made fun of the guy's name.
Like Jeff Goldblum.
He sacrificed his life for children. I felt bad.
You made fun of his name. You're like, I can't pronounce this goofy shit.
I said I couldn't pronounce his name. Why am I the bad guy?
No, you set him up for that shit.
It doesn't change the fact this man blew up his house with a bowling ball.
Well, I think more importantly, attempted to blow up his house. As you probably guessed, this shit didn't work.
I mean, obviously.
Because he's dumb.
They found him.
This is not a Tom and Jerry cartoon.
It's not?
Honestly, even if it was, I don't think it'd work out. I don't think it'd blow up the house at all.
Did he?
He threw it at the house.
The cartoon logic doesn't even make sense.
Did he follow a fucking stray mouse into a wall?
I want to say that he threw it at the house and then Bomberman came by and just kicked it out of the way or something. Because nothing about those bombs has ever been real in the history of the world.
Correct.
They found this guy 50 feet away with his fingers in his ears. Waiting for it to boom.
Popping the plunger down.
Right.
All right, so what's up with this guy?
All right, this is one that I'm dicey on once again. But let's go. This guy had a bad day from Genesee Falls, New York.
Okay.
Christopher Ratcliffe. First, he was trying to solicit donations for a non-existent charity. So he's out doing his thing, you know?
Sounds like he's a hooker.
Yeah.
Well, he's trying to earn some money. When he notices
sounds
a guy
just like a hooker.
Out on his lawn on a riding mower whose leg got trapped underneath the mower.
Okay.
Oh, God.
So he attempted to free the guy by pulling the mower with a rope that was attached to the mower. But instead of pulling it backwards, the thing went forwards, knocked the man in the mower over a 12-foot embankment with the mower landing on this poor guy.
why didn't he just turn it off?
Because obviously this guy's not bright.
Is he from Florida?
This is New York.
Upstate, though.
Upstate, though.
Upstate.
Honestly, man, if I see my neighbor with a lawnmower on top of him, I'm just calling the cops, man. I'm just... Ambulance. This guy needs an ambulance right away.
This is
not my help. An ambulance.
This is the twists and turns of this one. He was doing something bad, soliciting money, when he tried to do something good, saving the guy.
Wait.
Which led to something bad. This guy fucking being mortally wounded.
A 187.
Wait.
No, the guy lived, oddly enough.
I don't understand. What was he soliciting?
He was trying to gather money for a non-existent charity.
So he was like, hey, give me money. And the guy was like, no, I gotta cut my lawn.
Well, I'm sure he had some fake foundation in his head.
I don't think that's how it happened at all. You were not listening.
Yeah.
He's like, give me money or else. Ah!
I don't understand how this happened.
Wait, what did he fall into?
A 12-foot ravine.
Would that be considered falling to his doom if he fell into a 12-foot ravine with a lawnmower on top of him?
If there were spikes or lava involved,
yes.
If
there's crocs at the bottom of that.
Yeah. Or piranha.
If the lawnmower slowly came at you, then yes, it's falling to your doom. If like you fell down into the pit and the lawnmower like... And maybe if it had like teeth on the front that came up and down. Like, what's that movie? Nothing But Trouble with Chevy Chase?
Yeah, it's like that big device at the end.
Yeah, man. Like that thing. It meant to kill you.
So he tried to help this guy.
Okay.
Failed. And when the cops came, they just arrested this guy because he had weed on him.
Wow.
For real? That's what the cops took away from that?
That's what they took away.
That's a bad bust.
That's a bad day for this guy.
It's like you have a dime bag going to jail, kid.
But his heart seemed to be in the right place for most of it.
Kinda.
He did try to stop a guy from being mauled by a lawnmower.
And failed, and the guy ended up getting plowed by that same mower again. What's with this guy's legs?
Doesn't go into the victim. It just says he's in the hospital, but clearly. Alive.
Alive, like... Kind of alive.
No,
like,
doing okay.
Like, kill me.
He's probably missing some massive chunks of flesh from his legs.
He's probably missing his legs. His legs are probably chopped to shit.
This is horrible. He's a poor guy.
You went from the guy's alive to he's there, just a lump of flesh, being like, kill me.
He's just a head.
Definitely, man. What if I just rode a lawnmower over your legs, Lou? You'd be like, kill me too, man. My legs are jacked up. I don't know. I don't do a lot of moving.
Yeah, okay. That's true.
His face.
These are
my favorite pajama pants.
Your legs also aren't jacked up by a lawnmower.
He's essentially become the guy who's been poisoned by nuclear waste in the first RoboCop movie.
Cool.
Is that what you're saying?
I'm picturing...
Just drive right through him.
Instead of dying, he becomes mush on your front windshield.
Basically lose like a fucking water balloon. Like, is what you're trying to say. Like squishy to the touch.
Guy, I hope you make it out okay.
He definitely didn't. He's fucked up. Although, he's all fucked you know up. What? I don't know how the fuck you go from riding on a lawnmower to underneath it. Trying to catch him right there.
Listen, obviously you hit a divot. And
a divot?
Fucking,
what kind of divot?
I don't know. Shit got real, bro. You seen Space Jam?
That has never been said. Shit got real, bro. You've seen Space Jam.
Right.
I feel like I have to say that every day of my life now. For everything. Like, you break up with a boyfriend. Shit just got real. You've seen Space Jam.
Yo, man.
And then he just goes like, oh.
Yeah.
It's like that, huh?
They were trying to catch him riding dirty, man. He just wouldn't have it.
Oh, shit. What the fuck does that mean?
Same thing as shit just got real. You saw Space Jam.
That made a lot more sense than you've seen Space Jam.
No, I'm still referring to you've seen Space Jam. I'm still on that.
Yeah, my memory is fuzzy, but I don't think any lawnmower accidents occurred in Space Jam. No, the Monstars were to blame.
Look, I hate to do this, but you're fired. You've seen Space Jam.
I have not seen Space Jam.
I hate to tell you this. It's not your kid. You've seen Space Jam.
Come on.
It's like just befuddling enough that it works for every...
Clearly, we all remember the scene where Michael's gone missing and Newman is digging by the hole. And they said, what are you doing?
That's a stretch.
And he said, I'm fixing a divot.
You've been dying.
Oh my god! You've seen Space Jam too much!
Excuse me, sir. You've been diagnosed with non Hodgkin's lymphoma. Watch Space Jam. It'll really clear things up for you. The results are in.
Yeah.
You have AIDS. Space Jam. I would have accepted if you were like the guy was underneath the lawnmower and was like, "We need your help." and then the dude rescued him.
No, the guy was like, "No, you see Space Jam."
Could you handle?
I'm going to get Charles Barkley.
Could you guys handle cancer better if like they told you you had cancer and then they gave you one of those like old '90s T-shirts with like Bugs and Taz in the front and on the back is their back?
With their like,
here you go. I'll tell you, if I got a
consolation,
if I got a jersey that said Looney Tunes,
mm-hmm. Toon Squad,
ready. Toon Squad.
I was the Toon Squad.
Sorry. You are the Murray one though. You have the Bill Murray one.
That's the best one.
That is the best one. Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah!
Do I get the matching black cap?
Yeah, sure. Why not, kid?
All right, I'm in. Give me cancer.
Damn. I would be like, where the fuck did you get this? A time capsule? No one's seen this for 20 years.
You know what he would say? You've seen Space Jam.
Yeah. Get ready for chemo. You've seen Space Jam.
Who digs time capsules anymore? Didn't they die on Marilyn Monroe?
Just take a digital picture of it. And...
I don't know. But they're old as shit, though. They don't have to be current. Time capsules are old. Just like Space Jam.
You've seen Space Jam?
Right. That's a horrible connection.
What? You just made a connection between a man being stuck under a lawnmower
because
and
that,
Space Jam. And
you don't get to criticize connections.
Because that makes sense.
You're having war flashbacks and talking about Space Jam.
Yeah.
You don't get to criticize, man.
Fuck, man. Charlie and I lost my friend in Nam. You've seen Space Jam.
Oh god, my wife just cheated on me. Space Jam,
just like Space Jam,
just like Space Jam.
Fucking Space Jam,
yeah, man. Because obviously they took the talent from the Monstars. And...
I jotted it down as a possible episode. Yeah, you see Space Jam.
I see Space Jam,
guys. I think we just solved all the world problems.
I think we did.
ISIS, bro. Huh? You seen Space Jam?
You make them sit down and watch Space Jam. They just be like, I don't get it. Like, what is this about?
Why is the bunny playing basketball?
Who is this Jordan?
Wait, when did ISIS become Ukrainian?
I can't do a Middle Eastern accent.
Yeah.
You've seen Space Jam.
Yeah, it's true.
Oh my god, please always do this.
All right, so what's up next?
All right, Lou sent me this story about sex organ beauty pageants. But one part of the story...
Sex organ beauty pageants?
Yes.
So you just throw their, like, the pussies and the penises out?
Yeah, for example, there's a contest of like the most beautiful vagina pageant, which basically is just this guy who makes those rubber
whoever
vaginas.
Whoever has the nicest... pubic hair, clearly. No fupas, please.
No fupas. Number one rule. But one part of this, I mean, they also go into the Brazilian Miss Bum Bum contest.
That's asshole, right?
What?
Just the ass. Butt. Just the butt. You don't have to go straight for the hole.
I've heard of that.
But one of these things really caught my imagination here, and that is the Brooklyn-based Kings County Saloon held its third annual smallest penis contest.
Of course it's a saloon.
That was won by a man named Puzzle Master.
Whose real name is
he had the right piece.
Ryan Murphy.
That was well done.
I seen the picture. He looks like a D&D guy.
He does.
He's seen Space Jam.
He's seen
a dicky dick.
He got a small dick. You've seen Space Jam.
That does not apply.
That's where you draw the line. Small dick. That's not Space Jam. That's Looney Tunes back in action.
Are you trying to say that Bugs Bunny has a small penis?
Well, he does dress like a woman a lot.
That's true. He probably tucks it. He tucks it at least. Tucks. He Buffalo Bills that shit.
Goodbye, Bugs. All right, so what's up with this guy?
So, well, the whole story is about this contest. The guy says that his business partner had a bad romantic experience with a gentleman who was too big. So they wanted to give a shout out to the smaller guys who go the extra mile. So it's not about smallness, but confidence and heart and guys who are proud to be who they are. Then they give it to the Puzzle Master.
Whose real name is Kim Jong-il.
Do you remember the South Park episode?
Definitely an Asian dude, man.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember the World of Warcraft South Park episode?
Oh, how could I forget?
He looks like the guy who was beating them in that game. I have a picture here. Well, you can pass that around. That's Puzzle Master.
I think he looks more like that guy, if you've ever seen the picture on the internet. The hairy dude in, like, a thong surrounded by guns?
Yes, very much. That could be Puzzle Master.
Yeah.
The fact that I know exactly who you're talking about terrifies me.
Means you spend way too much time on the internet.
I don't know who you're talking about, yeah, to be honest with you.
I gotta say, I'm looking at this picture, and I'm not surprised he won. It should happen.
You should pass that picture around.
Right, you gave it a good long stare, homie.
Like, who's saying he's small?
That guy looks like Fat Skrillex.
This is totally justifiable.
Fat Skrillex. That's a good description.
Totally justifiable.
Or the guy from that Tina Fey show that always wears the dumb hat.
Jimmy Fallon?
No.
he's got to smell
Nobody noticed the person 100%. Behind him with the pink Elvis hair? Because that's pretty amazing.
I mean,
that's just the host, I think, the MC.
That's obviously a drag queen of some sort.
That's RuPaul.
It's amazing.
That's a man, son. Fuck yeah. Ever been more about what I said in the past before?
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to the next
Play
one.
Play it again.
Spam.
It's good meat.
Tam in a can.
Okay.
Would you like it in a bag?
Ick, no. The bag forms ever. Is not doing me right. I don't know.
I thought you were going fucking Dr. Seuss with us.
I like spam in a car. I like spam going fast.
Spam
I like spam with a fox. Because
you're like, spam is ham. Would you like it with a can?
Spam is ham in a can. That was their old slogan.
But then you kept
Would you like to eat it with
going.
A guy named Dan?
Yeah.
Are you a fan?
No.
Spam. Come on, man.
We are not.
Damn.
It didn't rhyme, but fuck it.
It was close.
I'm voting no on the spam, guys.
Hormel Foods announced that they are going to start competing with the beef jerky market by introducing Spam Snacks. Bags of Spam.
I Yum do love beef
dum
jerky.
Dum.
Is it just spam?
You play that ironically. I actually like spam.
You are the only jerky. Person I know that likes it.
But don't you cook it first?
Yes.
Yes.
Because this is uncooked portions.
It's like dried, like you jerky it.
Ugh. Spam's stupid gross.
Wait,
man.
Don't you fry spam?
You could.
Yeah.
It's a versatile meat product.
Anything that comes in a can like that's not okay.
Do you know what the ingredients are? You want to hear the ingredients?
Yes.
No, not really.
It's pork shoulder, ham, salt, water, starch, sugar, and sodium nitrate.
But didn't spam...
So it's not like anything crazy.
Didn't spam come out during, like, the food rations of World War II?
Yeah, but it came about because they would take, like, the pork shoulder and all the meat that was too expensive to just chop off, like, to actually get in there, and they would just boil it off the bone... And then put it in a can.
Mm.
Does it spam taste like ham?
It depends on how it's served. It tastes like salty meat product.
It's somewhere between like ham and salami, I think.
Spam is the Caitlyn Jenner of meats.
Please stand by. We're experiencing technical difficulties.
Whoa, Brian.
You a rascal.
You silly goose. You're being a silly face.
You precocious little scamp, you.
All right, let's go on to our final news story.
What's that?
Man in Pennsylvania robs a bank. Walks up to the teller, holds his coat open, shows he has a bomb. Wires attached to him. Mysterious device.
Okay. Oh, not a bomb.
I was kind of hoping like a bowling ball with
with a fuse. He actually gets the money, makes his getaway, doesn't make it far. He's sitting in his car counting the money. Police confront them, arrest them.
It's a common mistake between bank robbers to count the money before you get away.
Bomb dogs come, check out the car. What he has is not a bomb so much as a box, some black tape, a vibrator, and a cell phone, all taped together.
I don't get the cell phone part.
I guess to look like the little programming part.
Right, he's punching in.
Oh, all right. All right.
You know how like in every movie they got the buttons on there?
Somehow I got the vibrator part. You put the vibrator in the box and it's like, I got a fucking bomb.
Yeah.
It's vibrating. I guess it's a bomb.
Do bombs vibrate like that?
No.
Would you be able to tell it wouldn't?
Apparently.
I would be nervous.
In Cat's World, yes.
Look, if I threw a vibrating box at you and said it was a bomb, you'd be a little more scared than a non-vibrating box. I
mean, I'd probably
Why'd
be
you
like,
throw a box of dildos at me?
Why are you throwing a dildo at me?
Dildo. Singular.
So it's a singular dildo in a box.
I imagine.
I don't know. I probably would not think it's a bomb.
If I was going for a fake bomb, I'd probably just get like cylindrical pieces of wood, tie them together, look like a dynamite. No,
I would get an alarm clock, tie that to some road flares.
But like, I'd get this super long,
true.
No one's
the
ever
super
made
long
a bomb
wire
of wood.
Yeah. With a big like cartoony plunger.
With a plunger,
you and be like, you call the cops, I'm pressing this thing.
No one's ever made a bomb of wood.
Might as well get a bowling ball and stick some rope in it and call it a bomb.
Well, that's too far.
Would you then say to the teller, You've seen Space Jam.
Yeah. I'm robbing this place. You've seen Space Jam. You know what's up.
Oh, yeah. Come
it's on, not man. Going away.
So,
and then I'd make my exit like this.
Obviously, that's the appropriate sound. Yeah.
Then I picture Yakety Sax playing as you run from the cops.
That's just, now you're going too far.
No? No Benny Hill music?
No Benny Hill music.
Don't ruin my fun.
That's only anyway, if the cops are so, all women.
Well, this guy got...
And they're chasing you through a hotel with just doors on every side.
With the delicious...
Well, there's always the one cop with the big, tall, like, bobby hat and the nightstick.
Yeah.
And so, never forget the girl running with the lingerie, and then all of a sudden, like, the cops wearing lingerie. Like, what happened?
Yeah. Somehow they get... They go through, like, one closet door and come out another closet door, and they switch clothes somehow.
For whatever reason, British men love it when the guy dresses in drag.
It's quite funny.
That is so hilarious.
It's very funny.
All right, what's up next?
All right. Well, he lost all his money in the stock market. That's what he did. He was all sorts of distraught. So,
take that, Wolf of Wall Street.
So he took a dildo and made a bomb. Endo news.
Where did he have the dildo? Where did he get
it? It doesn't specify, oddly enough.
Right.
For me, old sex shop. That's where he got it from.
Shop with an E.
Okay.
He don't wind up like a mile
T. Two P's and an E?
Yeah, two P's and an E at the end.
All right, so what's up next?
All right, quick break. You've seen Space Jam. Hey, guys. Hope you're enjoying the show so far. We're taking a little break, get some more beers, stretch our legs a little bit. Just want to take a quick moment to thank you all for listening and ask you a big favor. If you can please go rate and review us on iTunes.
Rate and review us on Stitcher.
Don't forget to vote for us on Podcastland because every vote helps.
Yeah, let's get us featured. And don't forget, tell your friends. You think we're funny? Tell some people. Spread the word. Every like we get, every download we get makes us smile. That keeps us moving along. So thank you guys and enjoy the rest of the show.
Mischief. Mayhem.
Favorite position.
Anal. Here's a money shot from the Force.
Thanks for adding to the show, guys. It goes great.
I love when the show gets derailed and there's awkward silence. That's the best part.
Expect the impossible.
I thought we'd defend incest. They're ugly and no one else wants to fuck them, so why not let their brother fuck them?
See, I don't recommend getting hookers from the dollar store because they don't really have teeth. They're more
dummy. Even better.
One obsessed host.
This, in my opinion, is just once. It's once a week for an hour and a half, and you just sit down and just fucking not be ADD for 2 seconds.
A star.
Luke, is it a wicked inch though?
Is it a I mean, you put 300 pounds behind a thumbtack, you're still gonna do some fucking damage.
A pothead.
I like to smoke pot.
And a guy that asks too many fucking questions.
If you guys just answer the questions, then it's not a big deal. It's all, just answer the question.
Or you could just shut up.
Or you could just answer the question.
Only Sin City itself could bring you a show that tips the scale of our PC pussy world the other direction. Bold and belligerent. Listen on iTunes, Stitcher, or whatever else you listen to shit.
Hi guys, it's Batman. And when I'm cruising around the city, I'm always listening to the Attention Deficit Order podcast on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Stitcher. Where's the trigger?
That was a really good battle.
No, I thought it was funny, man. All right, so that was our friends at Bold and Belligerent and ADO Radio, where they just smoke endless amounts of weed. Good guys over there.
Quick reminder, the Boulder Dash theme contest is still going through the summer.
Yep.
So we got a bunch of submissions.
Yes, we did.
Top retard party. I dare you. Because that is some dynamite shit.
Yeah. And we heard from our buddies at Custom Earth this week, and they're recording one for us this weekend.
Nice.
I imagine it's going to be some silly British shit.
Sillier the better. Keep bringing them on.
Some Yakety Sax type of...
I love it.
All right, let's get started.
More the better. Special musical episode coming soon.
All right, what's up next?
Maybe we should do like a Living in America or something.
I'm down for.
Is anybody down for some Living in America?
Yeah, I'm always down.
Living in America.
Wow.
Bow. Bow.
Haven't heard that in a bit.
Fuck you.
All right, I will need.
Ow! Mad Mow!
I'll need suggestions for a country. We haven't played this one in a bit.
I don't know Jamaica. If I've ever played this one.
Jamaica.
Living in America.
All right, here comes Jamaica.
Hey!
I feel good.
Okay. Who wants to... we'll just go around the table like we used to play. We haven't played this one in a bit, so I'm a little rusty at, like...
So go over it, because I don't think I've ever played it.
Basically, I'm going to ask you a series of questions about a country. Brian picked Jamaica. He got first dibs. Mm-hmm. And you're going to answer him. I'll give you points for being right, being wrong, and being humorous.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Hold on, I just need to make my little thing here.
Strong the...
Ow!
I forgot this part. Okay. First question. What is the capital of Jamaica?
Patrick Ewingville.
Patrick Ewingville?
That nigga's Jamaican?
Oh, yeah.
I thought he was just...
Bro, he was...
That was just unknown fact to me. That's it. I didn't know what he was. I just knew he was like
when he left...
ugliest black dude on TV.
When he left the island, there was no one to pick bananas anymore.
We lost that tall guy.
Oh, no.
Anyone else? Capital.
Bumbleclat City.
It's a small town.
Yeah.
Bumbleclat
City. Small town of Bumbleclat.
Is that like Kingston?
Well, way to be right.
Son of a bitch. Danielle?
Oh. Well, you already answered it.
The way the game works is that there's really no, like, stop to any of it. Y'all just keep chiming in as long as
you want. Charlie funny, Danielle.
Usain Bolt.
I like it.
Okay, you got one of those.
The correct answer, it's clearly made of cheese.
I was going
to
say that.
Rastamousburg.
What is the official...
Jamaica, not Israel.
What is the official language of Jamaica?
Rastafari.
Damn. Ganja.
Ganja. They speak, they're fluent in ganja.
Official language, Azuba Zuba Dunga.
I guess moving on.
All right.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm.
Who is the monarch of Jamaica?
Bob Marley.
Bob Marley.
Nah, he died. Damian Marley.
Damian Marley.
That nigga's dead.
What about Ziggy? Is he alive?
Ziggy, yeah, Ziggy's still on that, but he's like...
I believe you mean Jacob.
Nah, Ziggy.
Which one is which?
Fucking on a starship or some shit. Him and Bowie chilling, bro.
What? Are you thinking Ziggy Stardust?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I mean, how do you not say Rasta Mouse?
Rasta Mouse.
Rasta Mouse. We need your help.
Oh, man.
What is the currency of
Jamaica?
Oh, is he didn't go?
No, no, not yet.
I thought you all answered.
No.
Barbados Slim.
Barbados Slim.
There you go.
All right, the currency of Jamaica.
Weed.
It clearly made of cheese, man.
Yeah, it's definitely cheese-related shit.
I hope anybody listening knows what the fuck Rasta Mouse is.
They don't. Yeah. That's why it's funny.
If you don't, please look that shit up.
Yeah.
Austin Mouse is like the greatest thing that's come to television.
It is. All
right. Their currency is clearly oversized red, yellow, and green beanies.
They don't trade dreadlocks?
No.
This is a tight game. Hold on. I got to find another fucking question.
I didn't answer it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's dashikis.
Is that a thing in Jamaica?
I thought it was African.
Dude, I thought that was African.
It's seashell necklaces, bro.
Puka shells.
Sandals.
What did they call Rasta Mouse's crew?
I can't think of it.
The fucking...
Easy Crew. Easy
the Rasta Mouse. Get the Easy Crew. They stole the cheese yet again.
I thought you were going to say Tribe Called Quest.
No. You're not even a card-carrying member of the Wu-Tang Clan. And you're all right, what's up?
All right, I got to find another one. Hold on. It's harder on the phone than it was on the computer.
You're phoning it in, Pete.
Seriously, yeah. It's not my fault. Computer shit the bed. Jesus Christ. There's a lot of boring history of Jamaica going on here.
He's got nothing to do with just leaving out of it.
And they have the banana crown over there.
You know what? We're not even paying attention to real answers. So fuck it.
Yeah.
What's the chief export of Jamaica?
Chief export
weed.
Didn't we just do that?
I mean, it's the answer for everything. It's Jamaica.
I did say the ganja before.
That was currency.
Mm-hmm. Oh, currency. The export of Jamaica? I don't know, fast black guys.
The hats with the fake dreads?
Fast black guys.
Yeah. Oh, no. No, they deal in the bad boys. What you want to do?
Bad boys
song.
Themes?
Yeah, that song.
Themes to cops.
Yeah. What you gonna do? That's actually, no, I fucked up. That's the national anthem.
Yeah, all right, save it.
You fucked up.
Yeah.
I'm going to say sandals with a wooden shoe buckle.
That sounds terribly
it's oddly specific.
The chief export?
I like it.
Shit.
No, it's not shit.
Damn.
Caretakers.
U.S. nurses.
Caretaker? Like...
All chubby black women.
All right, I'm gonna say their chief export is fortune tellers.
Miss Cleo.
It's
a bad juju.
It's all in the gods.
Limbo bars.
Another Barbados Slim.
All right, chief religion of Jamaica.
Weed. It's going to be my answer for everything.
I'm going to deduct you for that. Because you just keep answering weed.
Because it fits.
You're getting lazy. You're on a roll there. But...
It applies.
It's like after the third time, you're like, stop it.
Damn. I don't know. I shot the sheriffism.
What was the question again?
Religion.
Religion?
Chief religion.
Could this be loveism?
Kind of playing off his
Buffalo soldierism.
Could this be love anity? Like
redemption songism. We could keep going down this this rabbit hole.
Any other answers?
Chicken blood and cut dreadlocks.
Oh, voodoo. Voodoo.
Right.
Oh, yo, the Joe Boo. Remember Joe Boo?
From
Joe Boo.
Yeah.
All right, remember
Joe Boo. But he was Cuban.
That's correct.
It was Cuban.
It's Caribbean.
I do remember that.
Brian gets an incorrect point for that correction. Damn, Mikey, that's cold.
I do remember that black dude from Predator. He's like, it's fucking voodoo magic. he's throwing chicken bones and shit. No, they had... Danny Glover went to, like, some Jamaican priest or some shit to find the Predator.
On the other side.
Yes! That's their religion. Anti-Predatorism.
Anti-Predator. It's like that Hanson guy is the chieftain of it.
I watched that movie to this day and still have no idea what the fuck that guy was talking about.
Oh, no. The whole thing was a fucking mess.
Why do they even cast Danny Glover? It's like, that guy would never kill the Predator.
He's getting too old for this shit, apparently.
He was too old for it.
Way before the movie even started, he was too old. All right, Brian, the one you were waiting for, National Anthem.
All right. What song did I say again?
You said... What the fuck did he
could
say?
This be love?
You said the cops theme.
Oh, the cops theme. Yeah. The cops theme. Bad boys, what you want to do?
Yeah, that's a good one.
They don't
have a national anthem. They just all do this.
Points?
Well done on the audio podcast.
I know, but if anybody knew what I was doing, I was pointing like Usain Bolt does. He does.
You got a Usain Bolt thing going
on. He's Jamaican and he runs fast.
She knows two things about Jamaica. One, Usain Bolt's from there. And two, they smoke weed.
You don't remember that commercial during the Olympics? He just kept doing this. He would just run all over the place.
I don't watch the fucking Olympics. Who cares?
It was a commercial that played
during the Olympics, like, that I didn't watch.
When they were coming. They were
When they were coming, they were like,
I'm going to throw this at you.
Anybody else?
You wouldn't hit me.
National anthem. Oh, shit.
I caught it. Yeah. I caught it.
I'm trying to think of just that one beat that's in every Jamaican, like, not Jamaican, but reggae song.
I'm trying to think of
the theme song
to Cool Runnings.
No, the one that you hear, like, if you go to, like, some shitty bar where they have a dance floor, where it's like, boom, 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 boom.
It's I'm going to give you a point for that because I know what you're talking about.
Sean Kingston.
Action. Blah, 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 blah. You know what I'm talking about.
One time.
This game may have to come back.
Do you remember the commercial? It was like, come back to Jamaica.
Like the Caribbean cruise lines or some shit?
I know the one you're talking about.
Yeah. How did he come back at that?
Come to Jamaica and feel all right.
Oh, man.
Mikey's out.
I was going to say, Zim Zimo, who got the keys to my Beamer?
Vroom!
Come on, Beamer!
The answer is work it, let me work it. Reverse it.
How are there no sound clips being played there? I heard a vroom and a Missy Elliott, and there's nothing.
Do you need me to reverse
it? Yeah. That's that shit, bro. That's that national anthem.
True.
Work it, let me work it.
Final question. What is the traditional greeting of Jamaica?
Oh, shit. Ah!
It's like a.
He just screamed.
That's a Kevin McAllister greeting, bro.
Ah! Ah!
Welcome to Jamaica.
It goes past the Dutchie on the left hand side.
Son of a bitch!
Alright, nice. I'm gonna say the traditional greeting is like. Bra, bra, bra!
Wow. It's that loud siren at every radio station. That's it.
Oh, you mean the DJs?
That's a Puerto Rican. That's a Puerto Rican barbecue.
Yeah, is there a big fat bitch on a ninja with a tube top? Right. It's the Puerto Rican barbecue.
Yeah. Does she have muffin top and bottom? Then yes, you're at the Puerto Rican Day Parade. All
right. Anybody else? Brian, Mikey, you doing?
Mikey did the ah.
Oh, Mikey did the ah.
Up in the street, they call it murder.
It's not informer. You know, say that is no man to blame.
Not Jamaican.
No, that's Canadian.
That's Canadian. Canadian.
He's biting off them hard, though.
He was.
Couldn't be further.
Hard body.
The best part was when he would go, they know, say that is no slave someone down the lane. A leggy boom boom down.
I'm shocked you the fucking words.
How the fuck do you know that?
I'm still going to go with
informer.
The...
Just
nobody knows what he says.
He knows that daddy's no me, I'm to blame. A leggy boom boom down, those detective man.
Holy
shit.
She had the cassette tape and she read the lyrics.
Those are the words.
We discovered a hidden talent of Danielle's. She knows every snow lyric.
Pete, I'm sticking with the random scream because
like
of the political
Look,
unrest.
Obviously,
there's no
safe it is in Jamaica.
One of the reasons we didn't keep this game going was because there's no point structure. Every time I laugh, I just mark something. And every time I groan at something, I mark something else.
And let me help Katz out because he forgot his answer.
No, I didn't.
It's obviously, why you gotta be so rude?
Why you gotta be so rude?
All right.
I actually have an answer.
Give me a minute.
You hand someone a tropical fruit. Welcome to Jamaica. Here's a coconut.
Nah, man, a coconut is what they call a Spanish person.
I just didn't
want
to say a banana. Like, here's a banana. Jamaica. We got plenty of them.
I mean, I don't think that's a tropical fruit. It's a banana.
I'm sorry. Do they grow in England? Stop it. It's a tropical fruit, bitch.
Well, thank you for your restraint, though. All right, point breakdown. With the most correct answers, Mikey actually answered something correctly.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it wasn't Kingston. It was for most wrong answers. Danielle for just repeating weed over and over.
That's the right answers though.
Oh, that's pretty accurate, yeah, man.
Oh, she got right answer points for that too. For the best answers, this was close, but Lou pulled ahead at the end.
Woo!
It was a ba-ba-ba-ba.
It was for his numerous references to reggae songs that I actually knew.
That's what growing up in Huntington does for you.
Yo, the reggae capital of Long Island?
Hey, give yourself some street cred, bro. It's South Huntington.
It's true.
Right? South Huntington.
So why are you going to be so rude, Lou?
You know Space Jam.
You know? He, at least Funkmaster Flex, at least one night out of the week, would do reggae night.
He would.
And it would be that same beat over and over again.
Action.
And you know it's Funkmaster Flex, so he rewound that part like 30 times.
Yeah, he did. Act. Yeah. He fucking definitely did.
Remix.
Right. And then like he'd barely get into the song and it'd be like, go Flex. Go Flex. Like already on the commercial, I'm like, this nigga is lazy.
And then it would just be him going, I am Funkmaster Flex. Listening to Funkmaster Flex.
And just beads of sweat dripping down his forehead when he's saying it.
Holy shit.
He's so hot he's purple.
What, does he turn into a blood diamond?
Yes. It's like, Funk, man, you got to hit the gym, bro. You're just getting way too tired out with spinning these discs.
Yeah. Yo, what's up to my Puerto Ricans?
That was Fat Joe night.
Lean back and relax. It's the Puerto Rican hour.
The only two Puerto Rican rappers, that was it. Fat Joe and Pun.
So true, though, man.
Big Pun.
Funkmaster Flex.
What about fucking Pitbull? Ice Cuban.
That was Cuban.
He never let us forget that we were listening to him.
Yeah.
Always reminding us.
I listened to his song. It was a Bubba Sparks song once for like at least like 25 minutes before. I was like, just say put your mama on it. He kept going like, mama on it. I'm like, Jesus Christ, I hate this song.
He would never let you get past like the first 30 seconds of the song.
No, not possible.
And he's like, all right, finally, he's going to let you hear the chorus. He's like, nope, next song. Nope. Oh, man.
We'll call it a night.
Yeah.
Good ending.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, are you going to do any plugs or anything?
Follow us on Twitter at PAB Comics. Like us on Facebook. Check us out on all your podcasting sources. We're on all of them, Stitcher, what have you. You still do the Reddit thing?
Yeah, I do that all the time.
Check out, what is it, Our Podcasting? Or
Yeah,
upvote us there, because I'm tired of being the only one who does it, me and Brian.
Yeah.
You can get his 12-inch sub from Mikey over in Corona.
Yeah, $5 foot long.
103rd Street, Corona Avenue.
It sounds like you're throwing out like a fucking gang thing right there. Like, 103rd Street, Corona Avenue, bro. Sub sandwiches, 12 inches.
You guys can't see it, but I'm actually dancing right now.
Crip walking.
He's crip walking.
Crip walking right now.
Just follow your nose to the smell of fucking burnt rubber
and
formaldehyde.
Yeah.
Well, the subways have that distinct smell. You're like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah. Follow the smell.
President of Jamaica, Toucan Sam.
It's right across the street from.
Follow your nose.
It's right across the street from the juice lady who uses too many vegetables, really. Like, she's losing money, that poor woman. She doesn't understand basic economics.
Sounds like a very personal connection.
Yeah, Mikey taking a harsh stance against the vegetable lady.
I love them, but I worry about that woman.
God.
Pay the lady already.
Get the carrot juice.
It's more than $5, people. Okay?
It goes great with a chicken teriyaki sub.
Yeah. All you new age queers with your diets and shit. She should be making money hand over fist.
Hipster, stay out of Corona, please.
Brian.
You're robbing this woman.
Throw us the Comic-Con info.
Yeah, we're going to be at booth 583, same booth as last year. You're going to see all of the familiar faces, Lou Figueroa, Pete Berg.
You got my name?
Danielle. And myself. We're going to be signing comics. We're going to do Lou's Comic Hand of God, Pete's, all of his comics. He's done too many to count at this point.
Bunch of them.
Yes. And then hopefully Kaz joins us too. Big Kaz from Connecticut. And
you heard him like a month ago.
Yeah.
2 months ago?
He's doing a new comic for us too. So yeah, just come down, just chill with us. Again, come early because we'll be drunk later.
New York City Comic Con, Jacob Javits Center, October.
I may just come and do Funkmaster Flex remix.
You should. I would love it.
If you just were like blowing air horns, people.
I'm just going to fucking do that. And just remind people who they're listening to.
Paint it
black comic. Paint it black comic.
No, no. You know what you should do? People come to our booth and they open up the comic to check it out, right? And they turn over the first page. You turn back the first page. You're just like, no.
Then like, blowing air horn.
You try to look that second page again. You're like, meow, 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 meow. Nope.
Just got like a bullhorn.
Remix.
Fucking Mikey remix.
Then you slap it out of their hands.
Yeah. And then growl like DMX.
That was my favorite dude, right? I love
we know. Oh, we know.
DMX is a fucking.
What?
All right.
He's a champion.
We missing anything?
No, I think we're good.
You didn't forget to mention the Tumblr and the Instagram.
Tumblr, Instagram.
All over that shit.
What the fuck is Tumblr?
Twitter's, Facebook's.
It's like Instagram only in a row.
Check out our.
<That's> weird.
They've tumbled down.
Our archive of YouTubes.
Exactly.
Mikey.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming.
Oh, I'm happy to be here. I'm sorry I sucked.
You didn't suck.
We started a little late today. We're a little fucked up. We were all just drinking, you know.
I mean, look, I'm going to be honest with you. I was fucked up when I got here.
Oh, we know. You
clearly. You walked in here hugging and just being like,
hi.
You got love.
It's all about
the hi.
Love.
Hi.
Hi.
Shit.
Oh, hi, doggy.
Oh, hey, doggy. All right, so.
Danielle, thank you for coming.
Hi, doggy.
Thank you.
Now you all get it. Mm-hmm. Thank you for coming, Danielle. For myself, Brian, and Lou, close the door behind you.
Cursed on the stars, guys, and they all ain't my fault.